Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I can't believe this motherfucker played me to the left, then back to the right. Now they got me up in here singing these blues, and I ain't the only one singing these blues. Got a whole bunch of other people singing these blues. But I tell you what, ain't nobody else gonna say something about it. I'ma sing something on this time.
The year 2011, I was sentenced. Walked up in the courtroom and the judge gave me the business. The lawyers on the other side told so many lies, telling stories to the judge how that bitch barely could survive. And she's the one who did the dirt but got to play the victim. Used the justice system like some dogs and sold them, sick them. And even though I'm free, they got their hands all up in mine. And at least for the next 10 years, I'm doing hard time. They gathered all my info, my livelihood they smashed. Told me before Uncle Sam get his, they won't have. Now what the hell is that? It's crucial on the dude. My back's against the wall while I'm dealing with these blues.
I got the job to put blues.
That they taking, they playing with me as a parent with these visitations. How can you teach a boy to be a man with conversation when the baby mama's always contradicted what you're saying? And tell me if I'm tripping, I must be going crazy. The money that they giving you ain't going on my baby. Come to think about it, you've been extra fly here lately. I'm starting to think maybe your whole mission was to play me. You know your ass is shady for all the stuff you do. Didn't have the nurse to call and say he needs some clothes and shoes. Be careful who you choose or play it like a fool and be the next victim of these child support blues.
I got the child support blues. I got the child support blues. I got the child support blues.
I got the blues. Hey, man. Hey, listen. We back with another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We got another dope artist. We got two artists on the line tonight, actually. We got J-Mac the Hustler, and we got Big Menace. They out of Alexandria, Louisiana, right?
Right.
All right, and they represented Magic Touch Productions, man. It's a hip-hop and R&B label based out of Alexandria, Louisiana. They provide different flavors of music that one can truly vibe to. How y'all brothers feeling, man?
Hey, man, we feeling pretty good today, man. How about yourself?
Man, you already know I'm feeling good, man. I just had a little nap, a little power nap before the interview. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, we just want to get into this new song that you got, Run Dry. Before that, I wanted to touch base on like a few things, like what brought you all together. You know, the label Magic Touch Productions, up and running, got a recording studio, and got new music coming out, right?
Right.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, J-Mac.
Well, you know, my name is J-Mac the Hustler. You know what I'm saying? The CEO doing the thing for Magic Touch Productions. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of, you know what I'm saying, a producer slash artist type of thing. You know, it was just really, I got tired of trying to sit back and trying to figure a way of getting into the studio. So I decided to build my own thing. It's just, you know, learn the tricks and the trades and just get off in my own venue.
Right.
I mean, right.
And we got What's going on, Menace? Introduce yourself, brother.
Hey, this your dude, Big Menace, man. Hello, world. What made me get into the news? I mean, J-Mac the Hustler gave me a chance training people ain't never give me, so I had to take the chance at the opportunity to seize this stuff and run with it, you know? You know, just from that, we collabed, and now we here, you know what I'm saying? Thank God.
Man, that's what's up, man. It's an awesome story, Menace. You said that music has become your outlet, like an escape. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, what I mean by that, you know, it got a lot going on in this world. You know, with music, I take my frustrations on everything I'm going through, and that microphone, I put it into that microphone instead of putting it in something else that's negative that can lead my life in the wrong way. I just put it into my music, you know.
Dude, that's deep, man. I mean, there's so many talented people out here, and you know, unfortunately, they don't really take that much advantage to it, you know, and they go the wrong route instead of like trying to get this money with this tool. So I really applaud you on that one, man.
Right. Thanks. You mean a lot to me.
Yeah. So. I posed the same question to you, J-Mac, because I was reading up about y'all, and you started out as an MC, not being able to find, like, the perfect beat, so you started making your own beats, is that right?
Yeah, man, you know, you start off as when you're rapping and you hear that little beat on the radio, so you go off of that, then you get to thinking of, well, man, I got to try to figure out a way to get my own little beat, so... At that time, you know, people try to charge out the frame or you can't get access to no beats. So you start just, you know, you start off with the pots and pans and then you work your way on up to the keyboard and get to the program and, you know what I'm saying? And everything else just writes itself from there, you know, and start learning to format it the right way and just implement it, man, and just put my flavor on it. And nobody can't tell me what to do on my beats now, you know?
Yeah, I heard that, man. You got tracks up there on your website, magictouchproductions.com.
We right now it's under construction. It should be ready by the end of this week, but tracks will be on there. Everything's running off of SoundCloud, soundcloud.com, Magic Touch Productions. Tracks on there right now, and we get ready to try to get this album together for next year, and we're just moving forward, man.
That's the only thing we can do, brother. What really caught my attention was the sound that's coming out of Magic Touch. It brought me back to, like, the first time I heard, like, Play a Fly or 3-6 Mafia or David Banner even. Like, some real, real southern dope hip-hop music like Crit. Like what Crit does. Would you say that y'all have any particular distinctive style or sound?
I wouldn't say nothing distinctive. You know, what we in the area we come from, a lot of, like you say, 3-6 Mafia, a lot of Big Crit, a lot of Texas music come our way. So we're kind of influenced by a little bit of everything. You know, a little bit of everything comes our way. But, you know, that southern roots, it just hits you the hardest. And, you know, that's what we come up off of. So I guess that's what kind of just really stemmed itself out of to that sound that we got right now that we're working with.
Right.
What about you, Menace? How would you say, like, for somebody who never heard you rap before, is there a certain thing they hear from you every time or... You know, what do you aim to, for them to walk away feeling about you after they hear you spit?
I like to paint a picture, like, vivid, HD, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? Something I'm going to say that you're going to see it like you're watching TV and you see this was on the TV. I like to paint that perfect picture.
Right. How long you been doing it, man?
I guess I started music around at the age of 15, you know, and ever since then I've just been sticking with it. You know, now we here.
Now we are here. Y'all got a new project that's about to drop. I just listened to that Run Dry. I'm going to go ahead and have y'all to introduce it. We're going to go ahead and jam out to it real quick. Let us know what it's about, and go ahead and introduce it and I'll drop it.
I mean, Run Dry is about any situation particular in life to where you feel like you're in a situation and a person don't show you no gratitude or don't appreciate what you're doing for them until you don't, or you can't do it no more until it stops. I mean, until it run dry, until it's over with. And then when it's over with, you get that call like, man, I miss you when you used to do that. You know what I'm saying? In that instance, you know, for me, you know what I'm saying? It's saying you don't miss it until it run dry, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So that will run dry. All right, go ahead and introduce that thing, J-Mac.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, J-Mac, the hustler coming from Magic Touch. We got to drop this new one for you, Run Dry. Got your boy, Big Minutes, on there featuring the boy, J-Mac, the hustler, man. Y'all check it out.
Here is another Magic Touch production.
Ain't no handouts for a nigga, so I had to go and get it. Ain't no waiting around for it, cause ain't nobody coming with it. Stop depending on these niggas and stop believing all these women. Smiley faces telling lies, your water finna run dry. I never put my trust in men, I put my trust up in God. Soon as you tell a nigga no, that's when they wanna talk down. I learn to stay to myself, yeah, me, myself, and I. Cause they don't wanna see me up, man, they rather see me down. Yeah, I can read between the lies while you can't look me in my eyes. They got me peeping out the window. Don't even trust my kin. Focus, call, do or die. So it's me against the world. Hey, it's call, do or die. So it's me against the world. I learn to stay to myself. Yeah, me, myself, and I. Why? Cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Yeah, cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Why? Cause they don't miss they don't. When you up, they come around. When you down, they disappear. Why? Cause they don't miss they water. And done, that's when they saying they miss you. Took my kindness for a weakness. Tried to play me like a child. The game is to be sold, nigga, not to be told. I can show you how to fish so you can go and get your own. If the shoe fits weird, then I'm talking to you. When it rains, it really pours. You ever heard of floodgates? Hey, stop eating out my plate and go and get your own place. I heard you woke up this morning screaming it's too late. Now that a nigga MIA, I got some paper to make. I keep the grass cut low and still watch for the snakes. Now that a nigga MIA, I got some paper to make. I keep the grass cut low and still watch for the snakes. I learn to stay to myself, yeah, me, myself, and I. Why? Cause they don't miss they water till they real. Yeah, cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Why? Cause they don't miss they don't. When you up, they come around. When you down, they disappear. Why? Cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Yeah, cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. They don't miss they water till they real run dry.
Water can't make them drink, sometimes it's the way it is. But tell me these, it's friends or family who know what loyalty is. And that's a shame how the jealous game turn the closest ones to the worst of foe. Well, I suppose if you break them off and they want some more, it's time to cut them ties and just letting them go. Y'all keeps it low, talking damn the balls so I can see them snakes and need plucking off. When the family falls, they behind the wall. Now why J-Man keeping his circle small? That's the way it is, gotta let you go. Didn't appreciate me, now the answer's no. I was doing fine before you came around, so you can leave me be and just move along. You can say I'm wrong, but the well is dry to be played as a fool. The hell if I'm gonna allow this bullshit to carry out. So I chunk the deuce in a hollow box. Ain't no need for why. Do you understand? Hope you figure it out, a master plan. Ain't a need for you to come around. Can't get no love from
I learn to stay to myself. Yeah, me, myself, and I. Why? Cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Yeah, cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Why? Cause they don't miss they don't. When you up, they come around. When you down, they disappear. Why? Cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. Yeah, cause they don't miss they water till they real run dry. They don't miss they water till they real run dry.
Woo!
Yo. Alright, so that right there was J-Mac the Hustler and Big Menace. Run Dry is a new song off a project they got coming out off the label Magic Touch Productions. How y'all feeling, man?
Yeah, me feeling great, man. I'm feeling crunk about it, man.
Same here, man. I'm feeling love, man. I'm feeling like I want some feedback off that track right there. I want to know
So y'all keeps it 100 on that Run Dry, man. There's a lot of life lessons being taught there over, like, some real, real dope, like a real dope beat, you know, with some southern, some undertones on there. So I want to go back to, like, the process of writing the song and recording the song. Y'all remember that day?
Oh, yeah, man. It was just one of them days, man. We had did another session with a fellow character, and it went sideways, kind of funny. Some guy that Menace was working with, and so he was just telling me the concept, and I was like, man, I got a little solo beat, man, to go with that. And he was like, man, well, let me hear. So you know what I'm saying? He started, you know, working with it. I started getting on the keyboard and doing the thing, and the rest is history.
And I always wanted to paint a picture vivid. I mean, you can actually see, you know, the world running dry. What we talk about in the song, you can actually see out of the words we say, you can actually see it like it's a movie, like, you know, saying how somebody world running dry. I learned it made me stay to myself, you know what I'm saying? The song comes from basically just pure feeling, you know, just what we was feeling, you know what I'm saying? I had to cut a couple people water dry. I had to let their world run dry, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's how it came out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you feel it. Like, anytime you go to your Facebook and just start deleting friends, like unfriending people, or, or just basically just getting fed up with the phoniness or the lack of realness, you know? So I definitely feel everything you're talking about.
Like, even
and
if
I'm sure.
Go ahead.
Now, like, I'm saying, I feel everything you're talking about, and I'm sure that once people get a hold of this song, they going to feel exactly where you're coming from, too.
Right. Like I say, in every situation, you can say real run dry, like from relationships, friendships, you know what I'm saying? If you're in that relationship and you know you're doing what you got to do, and they ain't showing no appreciation, no. No, soon the rail gonna run dry, you know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna get MIA.
Gotta let him go.
Got that paper to make, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's basically cutting somebody out because they ain't appreciate what you was doing for them or they took you for granted, you know what I mean? A lot of people took you for granted what they do. What you do for some people, you ain't gotta do it, but you still do out the kindness of your heart. You know what I'm saying? When you come to sense, like, they ain't even appreciate, they ain't showing you gratitude, they ain't giving you thanks. You know what I'm saying? The best thing you do is this.
Cut them short.
You know, that rail gonna run dry. You know, you don't miss water, and your rail runs dry.
You get thirsty then. You know what I'm saying? Get real thirsty out there.
That's when they wake up in the morning screaming, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? It's too late. You know what I'm saying? It's already the water dry. You know, the world ran dry. So, you know, that's how Magic Touch do, though. We got more on the way, so y'all just gotta stay tuned for more music like that. You know what I'm saying? When you messing with Magic Touch, that's what you gonna get every time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good example. So, y'all got a project coming up y'all about to drop?
Well, I know we're going to work on the video for this. We're trying to, know, get some feedback and, you know what I'm saying? See,
that track there is most definitely working on the album that's dropping May 15th, 2018. Hot off the press. That's going to be on there. But, like I said, we're working on getting that video together for that. So, you got to have the visual. So, y'all stay tuned to that.
Yeah.
And check it out.
touchproductions.com,
man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like you said, you can see the words, and then now we need to see the video.
Right. We come to deliver, man. We try to take it back and repress it forward, man. Get that good feeling of that good music back.
Right. So what else we got coming up? Y'all got any shows or anything else on the horizon?
Not at this moment, you know what I'm saying? We still trying to get booked for some shows, but soon to come, we will have shows, you know what I'm saying? You just got to stay in touch with MagicTouchProductions.com, you know? Everything going to be up on our website, you know what I'm saying? We also on Facebook, You know what I'm saying? Like I say, we just kicking off this, promoting this song with this, you know what I'm saying, right here. And we just going forward. So, you know what I'm saying? I say here in the next couple months or a week or so, we should be booked for a show. But I can't tell you about no shows right now, nothing like that. We just trying to promote this song and get it out there before we finish our this EP, this album we about to come out with. You know what I'm saying? We just taking it one step at a time. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to crowd ourselves with too much. You know what I'm saying? We just taking it one step at a time with that.
All right, and we will be dropping this this new song, Run Dry, all across the USA Blog Network. So definitely be on the lookout for that. The interview, this interview will be with the write-up and review of the song. And definitely going to make sure y'all support Magic Touch Productions. You can hit them up on SoundCloud. Now, Magic is spelled M-A-J-I-C. So that's the only thing, Magic Touch Productions with a J instead of a G. That's how you know what it is. You can hit them up on Facebook, Magic Touch Productions, or just visit magictouchproductions.com. Y'all got any final words, y'all? Any going out words?
Yeah, we just want, man, just let y'all know, man, we come to bring it back, bring y'all some good stuff that y'all can get your visuals to, you know what I'm saying, to rock your mind to, and y'all keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? Even though things getting tough out in this world, bro, it's still a reason to smile out you, you know what I'm saying?
Bet. That sums it up good, and I just want to give a shout-out to the whole central Louisiana itself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give a big thanks to that man upstairs, and even appreciate you for the interview, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, much love.
Oh, word. Hey, salute to y'all, man. Do your thing, man. Definitely a fan. Y'all made me a fan, like, big time. So I really appreciate y'all. J-Mac, the Hustler, Big Minute, Magic Touch Productions, everybody down there in Louisiana. Appreciate y'all coming aboard, man.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Good, dude.
All right. So there we have it. Another installment, USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We'll catch y'all next time. Make sure y'all download that Run Dry on USA Blog Network everywhere. All right, y'all. Till next time. All right, brothers.